It's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
All right, Jim from Long Beach, a retired CO, court officer. Jimmy, how are you, pal?
I'm great, Bernie. Sid, thank you.
You're welcome. You know how the game is played today? A $100 gift card, courtesy of Pete Morgan and Fearless Boilers, and a Barry House coffee mug at stake. So we got some big things on the line here, Jimmy.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. By the way, where were you in, which courthouse?
I was in Nassau County Courthouse.
Nassau County Courthouse. And are you still there? Are you retired? How long ago did you retire?
No, retired 3 years.
Oh, no. So you were there just a couple of years ago. You know,
You know, 35 years.
You know Anthony Capitola?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Big shot lawyer.
Who's that?
Big shot lawyer.
Yeah, my wife used to work for him, and now she's at a different firm in Long Island, but yes.
Yeah.
Nice man. Very nice guy, yes. He owns the Miller Ridge, and he owns, what is that other place in Eisenhower
Park? The Carlton,
The Carlton, right? Yes. Very good. All right, Jimmy, number one, what was the name of the Alexandre Dumas hero who was incarcerated for allegedly carrying letters from Elba to Paris?
Oh, I have no idea.
Wrong, you two-legged bag of anthrax, you'd be Jesus.
That would be the Count of Monte Cristo. Number two, Jim. Yeah, tough one. The USSR was a socialist state that existed from 1922 to 1991. What was the USSR short for?
Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
Nice! Very good, Jim. Number three, in 1975, geologists from the U.S. Geological Survey forecasted that what volcano would erupt possibly before the end of the century, and then 5 years later, in 1980, it did erupt.
Mount St. Helens.
Yes. What was the nickname given to the six all-black Civil War cavalry and infantry regiments who protected settlers, stagecoaches, wagon trains, and railroad crews along the Western Front?
You got me on that one.
Wrong, you two-legged bag of anthrax, you'll be Jesus.
The Buffalo Soldiers is the answer there. And finally, Jim, in the year 2000, the White House press briefing room was renamed after which White House press secretary who was shot and seriously injured following an assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan?
That would be Mr. Brady.
Yes, James Brady. Very good. Good job, Jim. Jimmy gets three right out of the five. A very, very respectful and good performance. So Bernie needs at least four right today to win. Did well, James.
Thank you.
Put you on hold and see if Bernie fares better.
Absolutely a very good job at Jim today. Made a little.
Is there a butt here? But?
No butts.
Oh, okay.
No butts. Number two was. I didn't know number two, which I probably should have known. So
you didn't know number two. Okay.
No. All and right. If people were listening to the show earlier, they should get number three.
Yes, that's true.
Good job at Jim.
Bernie, you need four to win today. Okay.
I'm all right.
I think. Number one, what was the name? What was the name of the Alexandre Dumas hero who was incarcerated for allegedly carrying letters from Elba to Paris?
This is the Count of Monte Cristo.
Well done, Bernie. The USSR.
Great book, by the way. He also wrote the Three Musketeers.
Dude. Yes, that's right.
And he was half black, Alexandre Dumas.
There you go. The other half was what?
French, white.
The USSR was a socialist state that existed from 1922 to 1991. What was the USSR short for?
The Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
Hey, now! In 1975, geologists from the U.S. Geological Survey forecasted that what volcano would erupt possibly before the end of the century, and then 5 years later in 1980, it did erupt.
We were talking about it earlier. Mount St. Helens.
That's right. You got one of these next two right. You win today's game. Bernie, what was the nickname given to the six all-black Civil War cavalry and infantry regiments who protected settlers, stagecoaches, wagon trains, and railroad crews along the Western Front?
Along the West, the black cavalry group?
Yes.
Wasn't it Temptations?
See what he did?
I have to say, I just don't know.
Wrong, you two-legged bag of anthrax, you'll be Jesus.
Didn't he, what's his name, sang a song about
this? Bob Marley did, and the Wailers.
That's right, the Buffalo Soldiers.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And you win if you get this right, and the contestant did get this right. In the year 2000, the White House press briefing room was renamed after which White House press secretary who was shot and seriously injured following an assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, it was Brady.
That's right, 4-3. Not Tom Brady was at the White House yesterday, but James Brady. And he did eventually die from those wounds years later.
Yes, he did.
Paralyzed. 4-3, the final score. Bernie gets the win. Jim from Long Beach, Bernie's neighbor. Say hello to Bernie.
Hey, Jimbo. How are you, buddy?
Hey. How you doing, Bernie?
I'm doing very well.
Good to see you, man.
Listen, I was on the boardwalk last night, and there's a priest. I forget his name, but every time I pass him, he's like, "When am I going to see you in church?" You know, I'm on the bike flying by at 30 miles an hour. You go out on the boardwalk a lot there, Jim?
I walk every day.
I mean, we live in paradise, do we not?
Yeah, listen, I got to go to your restaurant down there in Atlantic Beach, your friend Dino.
Dino's, yeah. Mike, who runs Dino's, is a great guy from Montenegro. You got to check that place out, yeah.
Yeah,
patronize. He's a great guy, and it's a great area. You know that, Atlantic Beach and... Long Beach, Point Lookout. It's all beautiful. And you're a former court officer, right, Jim?
Yeah. I was known as a court clerk. Yep.
So we have now, we have Ann Donnelly. She's running for Nassau County DA against our state senator, Todd Kominsky. You know her?
Yeah, I do. I haven't seen her in years, but she's a great assistant district attorney, and she's got my vote.
You got to get the word out. We can't allow the guy who helped craft the no cash bail law, Todd Kominsky, become our district
senator.
Our district attorney. We can't allow that.
We cannot have that. You're right.
Very good, Jimbo. Listen, great effort. Sorry you didn't win, but I'll see you on the boardwalk someday.
Well, I came close.
Yeah, you did well, Jimmy. Nice job. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. 1-800-848-WABC. 1-800-848-9222. We will close out this show as we do every day. Your chance to talk to Bernie and Sid is next.
Beat Bernie. Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.